Well, first of all, it's a high-level speech that was delivered by Hillary Clinton. But it is to be linked with the new strategy for Africa unveiled by Barack Obama on June 14th in Washington, D.C. As you know, it's a bit complicated for the time being in Mali and Guinea-Bissau, especially in Mali where people from ACME have set up their headquarters. So the United States of America know that if nothing is done, that area of Africa can become a new Afghanistan. So clearly, I think one of the reasons of the Hillary Clinton's visit in Senegal has to deal with the situation in the Sub-Region and especially in Mali. Senegal can be a strong partner, I think, for America in this battle against terror.
On the crisis in Mali, she encouraged all the parties to set aside their differences and to work to restore democracy. The question I have is that West African leaders are trying to see if they can send troops to Mali to restore the territorial integrity of that country. What can the United States do to help West African countries?
Well, you know, America cannot send the troops there, per se, neither France. What it can do is to back up the West African troops by assisting them in terms of logistics and in terms of intelligence.
Secretary Clinton also indirectly criticized China's involvement in Africa, saying that the days of having outsiders come and extract Africa's wealth without leaving nothing or very little behind should be over. So what do you make of that?
Because China is very now strongly installed in Africa because it is very rapid when it comes to put money on the table and it's very fast when it comes to build infrastructure, stadiums, roads, and its hospitals without asking any clarification, which is not the case when it comes to America or Europe. Do you understand? So now America is aware of the new situation, that new shift that many African countries now consider China as a very credible partner and a very easy partner who's not asking any type of embarrassing questions.